This podcast is sponsored by VIP Streams TV. VIP Streams TV is a premier cable and satellite alternative. Starting at just $35 a month, VIP Streams TV provides all of your streaming needs in one convenient app. With a customizable TV guide and a user-friendly interface, you can enjoy all your favorite movies, shows, and sports on any Android device. At VIP Streams TV, there are no credit checks, no deposits, and no cancellation fees. Registration is fast and easy at VIPStreamsTV.com. That's VIPStreamsTV.com.
Earlier this week, there was a story going around of a petition online created by a local activist. His name is Richard Glazer, and his idea was to try to get to Monroe County Executive Adam Bello to change the Greater Rochester International Airport to the Frederick Douglass International Airport. How did this whole idea come up, and what was the sort of the premise of it?
Oh, man, a bunch of sources of inspiration for the idea. First of all, I'm a Frederick Douglass groupie, and I don't think anyone can dispute he's one of the greatest Americans. And I think the idea was inspired when I was around all these people on a trip around the Finger Lakes, and they were like admiring the history and the beauty of our area. And we'd have dinners together. It was a vacation, and we were cycling around, and they discovered that Harriet Tubman was from Auburn, and the women's suffragist movement was started and had a major event in 1848. And I would tell them that Susan B. and Frederick Douglass were from Rochester, and like no one knew. It's like, we don't declare this. We don't appreciate the significance of Frederick Douglass living here much of his adult life, even during the Civil War, the end of slavery, the introduction of all the important amendments, and he published the North Star here. People just don't know this, and that he's even buried here. And, as a Rochesterian, I'm a transplant, and I see a lot of things, amazing things, and some really significant problems about Rochester, and I think it's very important for people to embrace their asset.
Now, I got to ask, Richard, this is a petition online through Change. People can go there and sign. Now, you get your 5,000 people for people that want it. Where does it go sort of from here? Now that you've got the 5,000, how do we actually, achieve the goal of changing the name from the Greater Rochester International Airport to the Frederick Douglass Greater Rochester International Airport?
Yeah, last I looked this morning, it was 3,600. My goal was 1,000 to 2,000. I already blew through my personal goal. My true goal is that we rename it. And the one individual who's most responsible for the airport is our county executive, and he already publicly stated he's supporting it, and they're starting down the road of making it a reality. So the more signatures we get, the more viral it gets. And my goal is that the world knows about this transition. And symbols are very powerful. I mean, even in art carries symbols, and we know how it can move you. And there will be a process in renaming. There'll be an event, a ribbon cutting. And I understand the county is even thinking of doing some redesign. I would love to see artwork in that airport. I want to see Sean Dunwoody and Foix. I want to see wall murals. I want to see that wall therapy stuff in the airport. I want to see the richness of our culture, the diversity that truly exists in this community but isn't necessarily visible because of all the segregation we have. This is a beautiful moment. I want the principles of Frederick Douglass to rise, because, man, if you start studying that person exemplifies the values of the founding fathers. And those founding fathers, we are now reassessing many of those folks, but there's absolutely no fly in the ointment when it comes to Frederick Douglass and the life he led and his purpose. That guy, incredible, and I really think this is a wonderful opportunity for the community to come together and the world to see Rochester as an important progressive community.
103.9 WDKX, The Wake Up Club. Richard, thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate all the stuff that you're doing. And it looks like it's on that path to being changed. It's only a matter of time between now and then. Thank you for the efforts.
Thank you. It's all about love and people getting along with each other and supporting each other.
This podcast is sponsored by VIP Streams TV. VIP Streams TV is a premier cable and satellite alternative. Starting at just $35 a month, VIP Streams TV provides all of your streaming needs in one convenient app. With a customizable TV guide and a user-friendly interface, you can enjoy all your favorite movies, shows, and sports on any Android device. At VIP Streams TV, there are no credit checks, no deposits, and no cancellation fees. Registration is fast and easy at VIPStreamsTV.com. That's VIPStreamsTV.com.